Clarity Act merge draft adds first ever crypto ethics provision. The Senate released a new draft of the Clarity Act that merges the competing versions written by the Banking and Agriculture Committees, and for the first time, the text includes an ethics provision. CoinDesk reported the update on July 27, 2026, citing the freshly circulated draft. For a bill that has spent months split across two committees with overlapping jurisdiction, a single merged text is the procedural step that matters most. Until now, the crypto market structure debate in the Senate ran on two tracks. Banking claimed authority over securities questions and custody. Agriculture claimed the commodities side through its oversight of the CFTC. A unified draft means the two chairs have reconciled enough of their differences to put one document in front of the full chamber. The ethics clause is the new variable. The addition drawing the most attention is the ethics provision, which had not appeared in either committee's earlier text. Neither the banking nor the agriculture version carried explicit ethics language in prior rounds. So this is a genuinely new element rather than a carried-over clause. The context is hard to separate from the politics around the bill. Earlier reporting tied the Clarity Act's slow progress to conflict of interest concerns, including the argument that sitting officials and their families should not profit from assets the same legislation would regulate. One earlier flashpoint was the debate over the president's roughly $1.4 billion crypto windfall, which several senators cited as a reason to slow the bill down. An ethics provision written directly into the market structure framework reads as a response to exactly that objection. The draft's specific language on scope, enforcement, and who the ethics rules bind was not detailed in the initial report. That matters, because an ethics clause can range from a narrow disclosure requirement to a broad ban on officials holding covered digital assets. Until the full text circulates, the provision's real weight is unknown. Two committees, one jurisdiction problem. The reason a merged draft is significant comes down to how U.S. financial law splits crypto. The core unresolved question is, which assets are securities under the SEC and which are commodities under the CFTC? Banking and agriculture each own one half of that answer in the Senate, and a market structure bill cannot pass without both signing off on the boundary. Reconciling the two versions into one text is the step that lets Senate leadership schedule a floor vote. Majority Leader John Thune had already signaled he wanted to bring the Clarity Act to the floor, regardless of whether a bipartisan deal came together first. A merged draft with a new ethics provision gives that vote a concrete document, and it hands wavering members something to point to on the conflict of interest question. Democratic support remains the open question. Senate Democrats opposed the earlier Clarity draft while continuing to negotiate, and the White House at one point told them to take the deal on offer. The ethics provision could be the concession that pulls a block of Democrats across, or it could be judged too weak to move anyone. The merged text does not settle that on its own. The ground rules a finished bill would set. For crypto users, a finished Clarity Act would set the ground rules that determine which tokens trade on regulated U.S. venues, how custody is treated, and which agency writes the rules that exchanges and issuers follow. That reaches spending products too, card issuers, stablecoin rails, and custodial platforms all depend on a clear answer to the securities versus commodities line, and today they operate under guidance rather than statute. Markets did not treat the draft as a catalyst. As of July 27, 2026, Bitcoin traded near 65,380, up 1.6% over 24 hours, while Ether led majors with a 4.5% gain to about 1,968. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 39 in fear territory, a reading more consistent with broad caution than with the legislative rally.